For this experiment, you need a clock or watch, preferably with a second hand. Look at the face of the clock. Notice what time it is. If the clock has a second hand, notice it going round. If not, notice the minute hand slowly moving. Where there's change, there's time. The hands of the clock mark out the passage of time. Now notice you're looking at the face of the clock from your no face. You're looking at the hands moving round from this still awareness. Movement there, no movement here. Change there, no change here. Time there, no time here. You're looking into time from the timeless. On the one hand, you can distinguish between the changing world and your timeless emptiness. On the other hand, there's no boundary. Your timeless emptiness merges with and becomes the world of change, the world of time. For the rest of this experiment, you no longer need to look at the clock. Things take time. It takes time for you to hear the whole of this sentence, and even then there may be something else added on. But does it take time to hear the silence in which these words are appearing? Don't you hear the silence immediately you listen for it? And you hear all of it, none of it's hidden, waiting to be revealed later. It takes time to do anything. Look at your hand. Open and close it several times. It takes a few seconds to do that. But it takes no time at all to see the space in which that activity is happening. It takes time to understand things. There's always more to know. If you studied your hand for months, there would still be things about it you didn't understand. But in this moment, you understand all you can ever understand about your true self, which is nothing at all. Your true self is incomprehensible. It's as empty of meaning as it is empty of sound or form. And yet, from this profound mystery that no one can describe or understand, come insight and understanding. From the timeless known mind comes, in time, all the things we need to know. Look at your body. Day by day it grows older, second by second. Are you growing older? Your body was born. One day it will die. But were you born? Will you die? How could this timeless emptiness that you are begin or end? Be aware of where you live, your physical home. Even if you have lived there for years, it's a temporary home. One day, either because you move or because you die, you won't live there. But the place you're looking out of is different. You can never be evicted from here. This is your eternal home. Does awareness of your true self help you cope better with change and with the prospect of death? A friend of mine is old and not very well, but he says that being aware of his true self makes all the difference to his feelings about old age and death. He's enjoying being immortal. For myself, as I grow older, I become more keenly aware that life doesn't last forever. I've seen loved ones pass away. Though I don't know when my death will come, I know it will come. I don't consider it morbid to think about this. I think I'm being healthily realistic. At the same time, I see that on my shoulders I don't carry a mortal human head, but an immortal, divine no-head. It's like discovering the fountain of everlasting youth and drinking from its refreshing waters. Douglas Harding spoke about a joy that has no shadow. Every joy caused by things has a shadow, because every joyful thing eventually comes to an end. But the joy that springs from being who you really are has no shadow, because your true self never ends. When you see who you really are, you discover the most wonderful thing about yourself. What better news could there be than the news that time doesn't touch you, that death has no power over you?